Friday at work, had an unusual encounter. All of a sudden, the University of Toledo police showed up and they looked at me and they said, "Doug, you're under arrest." And they put me up against the wall, put my hands up on the wall, escorted me to another room, and as I was headed to the room, there was bars on the door, and they took me into this room, and in the room was one of these height things, you know, it's 6 feet, 5 feet, 4 feet, and they put me in front of that and gave me a thing to hold with my name on it, took my picture with the police, had me turn sideways, do the same thing. Well, because of that, I will be reporting to the federal prison in Milan a week from tomorrow. You don't believe that, do you? Friday, they had a retirement party for me at UT. And finally, the next time you see me next Sunday, I will be a man of different status. I will finally, after almost 64 years, be retired. Delighted. Thank you. It's true about the prison. I am going to the Milan Federal State Prison starting next Monday, a week from Monday, I'm sorry. And I have been hired to be a spiritual counselor at the prison, which is amazing, another crazy story. But up there, the feds, I'm so excited, the feds a couple years ago decided to try in the release program with these men, not only do job training and life skills and interviewing and all that, they decided in five prisons across the country, just five, to do spiritual side. And so I have 30 Catholic men who stay there Catholic, that will be underneath me for about 18 months, working with them, praying, talking about Jesus and God and his blessing. It's amazing to me that finally the tax dollars, they're finding some success here, bringing God into the picture for these men who have served their time and do that. I start that a week from Monday. So pray that I get out every Monday through Thursday, okay? It's delightful, so it's been a long time coming. Today, it's called Divine Mercy Sunday. It was established in the year 2000 by Pope John Paul II, I gotta keep throwing that thing in there. And he was canonizing St. Faustina that day, and he announced that from here, that's from thenceforth, the Sunday after Easter will be Divine Mercy Sunday. If you're interested about how it came about and the influence of St. Faustina on the Pope, I challenge you to go to their website and just type in Divine Mercy Sunday. There is a lot of material in there about it. In fact, if you've heard of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, today at 5 o'clock here in the parish, we'll be doing the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's part of it. At the heart of that chaplet, at the heart of Divine Mercy, is forgiveness and mercy. It's the core of it. And I challenge you in these days, I am amazed that John Paul II decided to declare this day as it, not knowing what the world was going to be like in 2017. But anything we need in this world today is more forgiveness and more mercy, especially towards each other. Yesterday, I had the wonderful, incredible, unique opportunity to be next to the bishop as his chaplain. We had the confirmation yesterday of a number of our wonderful young people here from Little Flower. So when he was anointing, he's standing here and I'm right next to him. My job was to make sure they stand on the blue line, the tape that was on the floor. And it's amazing to me what he did. There's a thing of oil. I mean, he would get his, all the way up to the top of his thumb, dripping with oil. And when he would anoint the young person's head, it wasn't just a quick boom. I mean, he did one of these numbers on them, so much so that the chrism came down, was dripping off their nose, dripping off their chin, and it was like a real emphasis that they really understand what this is all about in confirmation, that they're taking responsibility. And I thought that was a beautiful expression on his part to really I'm sure if you asked any of the young people who were there yesterday about how it felt, you know, when Bishop did that, they would probably tell you about what a, you know, occurrence it was. And that renewal of the Holy Spirit in their lives to go from that forth, from that tent forth. That same kind of thing comes to mind as I was standing there about His mercy and His forgiveness. By the way, for all those young people that were done yesterday, pray for them that if God called them to the vocation, that they will respond, and then their parents will help them and assist them, and that we as a church would lift them up if they feel like they're called, both gals and girls, guys and gals, that want to be called to the ministry, that we can support them. I would love in the next 10 years to hear of young people going, called to the priesthood, called to be sisters in religious life. It would be an awesome testimony for this parish. It's been a while since we've had one. I think we're overdue. But I think, you know, when I talk, seeing the bishop do that yesterday, and also Father Davis, he talks, one, about that question, was he risen from the dead, and did he arise? And the second thing was, I don't know if you caught it, but he talks about God's tsunami of love that He has poured out to us in such a way. His mercy and His forgiveness is the same. It's just not this little bitty bit, just enough to get you by. There's a wonderful verse in John 10:10 that says, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. And the Greek is this, to an overflowing, so much of it that you cannot contain it. And that's kind of how I see God's mercy and forgiveness that He gives to each and every one of us. He gives us so much of it, an overflowing of His mercy and forgiveness. Why? So that we can ourselves, when the situations allow it, be able to reach out to another and offer forgiveness. But not only that, and along with the forgiveness, but also to extend mercy to someone, for we need it, that's for sure. We as believers need to be able to show forgiveness and mercy to others when the opportunity arises. Today, the account of Thomas comes forth, and Thomas makes the statement to his fellow thing, well, can't happen. You know, I can't believe it until I see it. In today's vernacular, I think he would say something like this. I didn't see it on Facebook. And they're in the room, it's locked up, they're there, and it's amazing who appears. Jesus. He doesn't yell at them, like, you know, why did you have the door locked? Why are you afraid? What did he say? Peace be with you. In fact, it's recorded 3 times that he says it. And he shows mercy toward Thomas, so much toward to come here, touch, feel, and Thomas in response. Respond. It's through our mercy towards others and forgiveness that we do that we can go a long way in helping people do it. I really believe that mercy, to get a glimpse of an understanding of what it means in our lives, I think all of us can think at one time or another have experienced somebody being merciful to us or someone who has forgiven us. I know you've experienced it. Just imagine that much over God doing it for each and every one of us and how blessed that we are. Do you remember the theme of last year, the liturgical year? It was the year of what? Mercy. Don't lose that. Hang on to that. It was a beautiful year, and we need to continue to extend it in all areas of our lives when the opportunity arrives, because so many people need it. You know what, though? When we're given that chance, let us continue to spread forgiveness and mercy to those in need, because you never know when you might need it yourself. Let me close with this part of the homily, which is part of the blessing of St. Clair. It goes like this. May Almighty God bless you. May He look upon you with the eyes of His mercy and give you peace.